Recorder on. Here we are. We're now on Swap Shop. I'm sorry about that. Sorry about we lost the power, and we're back. And you're listening to Swap Shop. Now you know how it works, right? If you're interested in calling in and swapping anything, selling anything, call 740-383-9944, and we'll put you on the air. Now I just got a little flicker of light, but we didn't go out, so something's amiss in the area with our electric power. So we're going to try and hang in there. We will stay on hopefully now for a while. Anyway, so again, you're listening to Swap Shop on WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1, and we're probably I'm a little confused because I'm not quite sure where I'm going to go with this. I was going to read Lincoln's second inaugural address in my previous show. I think I'm going to throw that in the wastebasket, and we'll just start reading some of these trivia questions that I have. And if you want to call in and swap something, let us know. Oh, by the way, one of the things that we get notes of things that we're supposed to announce on Swap Shop, one of the things is that they're having a drug take back day on April 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Ohio Health, the Marion campus. That's at 1050 Delaware Avenue. Go to the blue entrance, and apparently they're taking back expired or unused medications, over-the-counter medicines, vaping pens, and removable batteries for those, vaping pen cartridges, prescription drugs, pills, liquids, syringes. Be very careful if you're going to take those syringes in. But anyway, that's going to be on Drug Take Back Day, April 24th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ohio Health Medical, or Marion Medical Campus at 1050 Delaware Avenue. Also, let's see here, we've got something going on the, I'm trying to see what date this is. I believe it's on the, it's hard to read this, on April 15th. What is the date today? This is really bad. Yeah, it is the 15th today. Let's see. I think that's already gone. Yes, that's already gone. But on the 7th, on April 17th, which is Earth Day, Packet Pickup Day, out at the Tallgrass Trail from 1 to 3 p.m. Go out to the trailhead and pick up the Earth Day packets, and they'll have lessons and crafts in it. There's a limited supply. Kind of be helpful for your kids to look up, figure all this stuff out. Now, I believe Earth Day is on the 22nd, but this is a packet pickup day, so don't forget that. On the 17th, that's 2 days from today, so that'll be on Saturday. And then on the 20th, listen to frog and toad calls out at the Tallgrass Trail, 6 p.m., starting at the Her Road parking lot. So now you might call ahead because some of these things have a limit of the number of people that can participate in it. So let me give you that phone number. I'll give you two phone numbers. I'll give you that phone number, and then I'm going to give you the phone number of where you can call if you want to call in something for a swap shop. The phone number for the Tallgrass Trail is 740-223-4161. That's 740-223-4161. And the number here for Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. We have a call. Let's go see what we're going to do right here. You're on the air. Hi, how can we help you?
It's Oh, we couldn't hear you on the inside radio or the car radio.
Yeah, we were off the air for about 20 minutes because of power outage. We're back on now.
You're back on now. Yeah. This is Glenn?
Yep, this is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, are you still doing anything that people want to get rid of?
Swap Shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on right now.
Oh, okay.
Swap Shop.
Well, since I couldn't hear you, I didn't know if you were. To catch 22 here.
Yeah.
I have got one of these new cantilever umbrellas, a 10-foot one.
Oh, yeah, the type that kind of hang over on
yeah,
their
own. Oh, they're gorgeous. Yeah. This one is absolutely too big for my patio. I underestimated. And it would cost me too much money to send it back, so I'm just going to try to sell it to somebody if
okay.
they need it. It's aqua blue. It's 10 foot. It's brand new. Never been used. It's assembled, though. Has a black stand. And what do you need? My phone number?
Yeah, I'm writing this all down. So
okay.
It has a black stand, right?
Yeah, black stand. And it's aqua blue. It's beautiful.
Okay.
I cried when I couldn't use it.
Well, how big is it? Can you give us a guess of it?
It's 10 foot.
Okay.
The umbrella is 10 foot.
10 foot. Okay. And, give me your phone number. Wait just a second until the police car goes by so I can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a...
Oh, a fire.
Fire truck. All right. Go ahead. What's your phone number?
740-223-6206.
Now, do you have a price that you'd like to...
Yeah, I'll tell you. We looked at them out at Lowe's. They're $400 and some.
Ooh, wow.
And we only want $100 for this.
Oh, my goodness. What a great deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Okay. And it's a 10... Okay, let me read this back to you.
Okay.
It's a cantilever umbrella. It's aqua blue with a black stand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 10-foot umbrella. Your phone number is 740-223-6206. And
yes.
You only want $100 for it. That's a great deal.
Yeah, it's a steal.
I might call my wife. All right. Thank you very much. And we'll mention this two or three more times during this hour.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We have our first call for Swap Shop today, and it is a cantilever umbrella. You know, one of those that kind of hangs over your table. It's aqua blue with a black stand. It's 10 feet around. The number is 740-223-6206, and she only wants $100 for it, and it's brand new. She got it, and didn't fit her situation, so she's trying to get rid of that. Sounds like an awfully good deal. I feel bad for her losing that type of money, but anyway, give her a call if you're interested in it. I'll mention this phone number and this another time, if a couple more times during the 45 minutes. If you have anything you'd like to swap, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. And I'm sorry we were off the air there for about, 20, 30 minutes. We had a power outage in the area, and that kind of threw us off. And we're back now. We're back, and we're on Swap Shop. And I've got a bunch of questions that I can ask if I can find them now. I'm kind of messed up because of that situation. I've read about Drug Takeaway Day, Take Back Day. Mid-Ohio Food Bank has on April 24th, they're going to have on Richland Road, they're at Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. They're going to have a giveaway, food bank giveaway. So that will be helpful to you if you need some food. I hope you are getting back to normal after all this that's happened with COVID. There we go. Now I found everything. Kind of got messed up here while we were trying to figure out what to do with the being off the air and having the power outage. Anyway, here they are. Who was the first president to travel abroad while in office? Okay, we're going to, these are questions that I picked up. We kind of doing the theme of civics. You remember in, I don't know, if you're my age, in grade school, you had a class called civics, or even high school. And that's kind of what we're going to ask these questions about. Now, I'm not, you don't have to call in and give us the answers. I'm going to give you the answer pretty soon after I tell you. But I'll give you a second to argue with whoever your significant other is there. Who was the first president to travel abroad while in office? Now, this is while in office. Not necessarily in their lifetime, but in while they were in office. It was Teddy Roosevelt. He was quite a traveler. He traveled all over the United States, but he also was the first president to travel abroad while in office. And if you're interested in calling in with any swaps, or if you have, like I read those several events that are going on, if you have an event at your church or your nonprofit organization, give us a call also, 740-383-9944. Okay, this one is one. These we have very simple questions on this, and we also have some more difficult ones. But this one's a pretty simple one. We the People is the opening of which founding document? We the People. The Constitution. That was a pretty simple one, right? If you paid any attention in civics class, that was one of the first things that you talked about, the Constitution and how it opens. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure the domestic tranquility, all that stuff. I kind of remember it. All right. It's been a long time since I had to recite that one. And I didn't have it here. I did not Google that. I did that from my own little pea-shaped head. The arrangement of having a legislative branch, a judicial branch, and an executive branch is called what? Now, some people would say, and also a free press. Now, I would say that, but that's not the way our government is set up. The government is set up with a legislative branch, a judicial branch, and an executive branch. And what is that called? Do you know? It's called separation of powers. And that's a very technical, all capitalized expression. Separation of powers is what it's called to have three branches. And they all have their own functions, and they all have their own checks and balances over the other. Right? All right. Now, here's a question. It'll never happen again, or we hope it'll never happen again, or maybe, I don't know. It's not supposed to ever happen again. How many years was FDR the president? Now, this should never happen because there is a law against it now. You can only serve two terms now. But President Roosevelt served 12 years. It would have been longer, but he died in office, right? So he actually served three terms and then the beginning of a fourth term. So, but then he passed away. What is the official residence of the President of France? Now, this is not something in American civics. This is stuff in French civics. And you'll know the name, I'm sure, because there's a very famous boulevard by the same name. Élysée, I knew I was going to mispronounce it. Élysée Palace, the boulevard Champs-Élysées is the boulevard I was thinking of, but the Élysée Palace is the French resident of the French president. And he doesn't pronounce it that way. I'll guarantee that. That was one of my worst subjects in school. It was foreign languages. In high school, I took German, and I went to three different high schools. So my German teacher kept changing every year, which is not good for learning a foreign language. And I didn't learn it very well. And then when I went to college, I was required to take 2 years of a foreign language. And had I took 1 year of Spanish and got through it. And then I went away to the Army. And when I came back, I still had another year I had to take. And fortunately, the lady who was the professora, the female lady who was in charge, who was the teacher of Spanish, happened to be one of my old girlfriends. And she helped me get through. I was married, so she didn't help me that way. She helped me mentally get through the second year of Spanish. I do not speak any foreign language other than Pig Latin and English. And I'm not good at the Pig Latin. So, all right. We're continuing on with some of our governmental questions. You know, the stuff that you should have known from taking civics when you were in junior high. All right. Who set his political ideas? Now, if you don't know this one, you weren't paying attention in any class. Who set his political ideas in Mein Kampf? Just the name of it should give it away. Mein Kampf. It's a German name, right? Adolf Hitler. He put his political ideas in a book called Mein Kampf, and it's one of the few books that I've read. And I read it because I just I've always been curious about what kind of person was Adolf Hitler. Okay, who preceded Ronald Reagan as the American president? He was only a one-term president. Do you remember who that was? Ronald Reagan, the great conservative hero. He was preceded by a fairly liberal gentleman, very religious gentleman, Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy had is still working at 98 or something like that. He works for... what's the name of that organization he works for? Well, they help build houses for people. I've always admired him. He got in trouble because of the that incident where all the people were taken hostage by the Iranians, and he was interested in finding a way to pay to get those hostages back out, and he got in a lot of trouble over that. And then the gentleman that followed him, Ronald Reagan, ended up doing that kind of on the sly. If you remember the Iran-Contra problem. As a matter of fact, one of those gentlemen who was I've met a few times because he was at Ohio University, a professor there, and so I got the opportunity to meet him. I wish I could remember his name now, but interesting discussions with that gentleman. Last night on one of the talking head shows that I watch, I think it was on Rachel. She had a gentleman on that was abducted by Afghan people. And held they actually moved him from Afghanistan to to Pakistan, I believe, and he was held for like 7 or 8 months along with his assistant, and they eventually snuck out. They jumped over a fence and ran into the night and got away. And he's a writer, a Pulitzer Prize winning writer, I believe. But boy, You know, when I became a writer, when I was a writer for a newspaper, I never, ever would have thought I would have had to do something like that. But I never wanted to be a war correspondent. That was not something I was interested in. Didn't have the ambition to do that sort of thing. Hey, by the way, we do have an item for sale here on Swap Shop. If you're interested in one of those cantilever umbrellas, you know, they go over your picnic table out in the backyard and they kind of hang over it. They don't have a pole that goes straight up the middle. The pole is at the side. It's cantilevered. And this 10-foot cantilevered aqua blue umbrella with a black stand is for sale. The lady's number, she only wants $100, and she said she looked it up at a store, and they were like $400 or $500, something like that. But she only wants $100. It's brand new because it didn't fit, and she didn't want to take it back. You know, that's a little embarrassing. Anyway, if you're interested in this, call this number. You ready? Got your pen out? All right, 740-223-6206. That's for a aqua blue cantilevered umbrella with black stand, 10-foot umbrella, 740-223-6206. Hope we can help that lady get rid of her misbegotten purchase. Okay, we will continue on here with some questions. I'm sorry we lost you there for about 30 minutes. The power went out over here on this side of town, and we don't have a generator as of yet, but we're thinking about maybe picking one up so that we don't go off the air while that happens. What is the name? What name is shared by the chairs of the UK House of Commons and the U.S. House of Representatives? The top person. What is the name that's shared by both the United Kingdom House of Commons and the United States' House of Representatives? They're called the Speaker of Commons and the Speaker of the House. And that's their formal name. When I was running for office for state government, there were certain people that you had to call by their office. The gentleman, I can see his face, but I can't remember his name, that we had to call him leader because he was the leader of the Democratic Party in the legislation down there and he still is. We had to call him leader. I was told that's what you call him. You don't call him by his name, or you can call him leader such and such, but always begin it with leader. Kind of formal, some of our governmental things, right? I don't mind that. I think if I had that position, I'd just say call me Glenn. I'm not one to stand on formality, okay? Which is the lower house of the British Parliament? What is the name of the lower house? Now, I know we're doing civics, but this is civics for foreign countries, right? The name of the house, the lower house of the British Parliament is called the House of Commons. That's, you know, what we are, Commons. Of what electoral system are single transferable vote and party list forms? Never heard of this. This one you better write down. Proportional representation. That electoral system has single transferable voting. Whatever that means. Okay, let's get back to American civics, okay? The United States of America. Who was the USA's vice president? Vice president, not the president. Who was the vice president of the United States in 1990? This is a name this gentleman, poor gentleman, was made fun of by several people. I don't think people are making fun of the current vice president. Beautiful woman, Kamala. Matter of fact, I predicted she was going to be vice president back in 2018. Anyway, the person who was the vice president in 1990 was Dan Quayle. A very familiar name to a lot of us who are a little on the older side. I always liked his name because quail was easy to remember. You know, it's a bird. Which prime minister took Britain into the European community in 1973? Better question is who took him out, but the person who took him into the European community, that's the formal name, in 73, was Edward Heath. Good old Eddie. That's what his friends call him. Edward Heath. There are several questions here that you and I don't really give a rat's fluffy behind about, so I'm passing them on. What was enforced by Parliament in 1379 and was the trigger that caused peasants to revolt? This is, and it really gets into American history as well, but eventually, but not in 1379, since the only people that were here in 1379 were the Native Americans, the people that really owned the land. But what was enforced by Parliament in 1379 and was the trigger that caused the peasants' revolt in that year, 1379? It was called the poll tax. You had to pay to vote, I guess. But it was called the poll tax, and that caused the peasants' revolt in 1379. Okay, here's one. If you're my age, you will remember this person. You will remember the answer to this very succinctly. In which country did Pol Pot lead the feared Khmer Rouge, Cambodia? What a horrible reign he had, killing thousands of people. Do you ever understand? I don't understand why people have that bloodlust, that they're willing to kill thousands of people, men, women, children. But anybody that opposed him, off with his head. And they had stacks and stacks and stacks of bodies. Or at least of heads. And if you were living at that time, it was just unbelievable that somebody could be as evil as Pol Pot was. Okay, this one, if you don't know the answer to this, you've got to move to Canada. How often are American presidential elections held? If you don't know the answer to that, you're either under 10 or you don't live in the United States. Every 4 years, we have a presidential election. And every 8 years, a president is only allowed to serve for 8 years. So, and some of them only serve four, so or less if there is some sort of death. I don't know how many presidents have only served one term. I would say the majority have served two terms at least. But anyway, 4 years, that was as easy as we can make it here. Israel was proclaimed an independent state in 1948. Who was the prime minister from then until 1963? Now, this is a name that I do know. But if you're younger, you may not know. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Exodus. I think his name came up in that. That was an interesting, very thought-provoking movie, Exodus. But his name was Ben-Gurion, and he was the prime minister from 48 till 63. I believe he was considered a very good person. I don't think he had a lot of scandal about him, unlike the current prime minister, who has, he struggles to get elected, but he always pulls together a group of people that will vote for him. And that's the way their government is in Israel. You have to, it's not a two-party system like we have here. All right. Who did Margaret Thatcher succeed as leader to the Conservative Party? Now, that's in the United Kingdom. Margaret Thatcher succeeded Edward Heath. Edward Heath as the Conservative Party leader. And that was, it doesn't give me a date. I'm sorry. Doesn't have a date on it. This is kind of interesting. Harold Wilson said, this is what he said, "A week is a long time in politics." When I was running for office, there was a lot of walking during that week. A lot of walking and knocking. Now, this past year, not too many politicians are out knocking on doors. But it's kind of interesting how our pandemic has kind of changed a lot of things, and it's changed politics in that a lot of politics now is done by those sites that, 25 people can get on and all talk. I can't remember any of those sites, but there's a lot of things that have changed because of the pandemic. Many for the good, I think. Not that the pandemic was good, but we've learned to go pick up. We've learned to go pick up a lot of food rather than going and sitting in a restaurant for a long period of time. Anyway, let me get back. We did have an item for sale. If you're interested in a cantilever aqua blue umbrella, it has a black stand. The cantilever type umbrellas are the ones that hang over your table. They're kind of hung over the table. They don't have a center pole. This one's 10 feet in a circle or in a round. And she only wants $100 for this. So get ready to write this address or this phone number down if you're interested in having, and it's brand new. So her number, 740-223-6206. All right. That's for that cantilever aqua blue umbrella, a 10-footer, 740-223-6206. Okay, we've got a few questions left. Not a whole lot, but we'll finish those out. What name is given to the series of strikes in the winter of 1978-79 that led to the defeat of the Labour government? Now, this is in England, I believe. It was called the Winter of Discontent. A lot of these questions have to do with England as opposed to the United States. Some of them are with the United States. But I guess we ought to know stuff about our former our former country. We were, many of us come from backgrounds which include England as our where our ancestors live. I happen to be German and Welsh, I believe it is. I guess that Welsh would be in the United Kingdom at points, I guess. Now, here's another one of those. A lot of these now are getting British, and I'm going to avoid them because we need to know about the United States, not about Britain. Yeah, I'm going to pass on the rest of them because almost all the rest of these are British. Let's turn the page and see if we have some questions that are not about the British government. We don't need civics on the British government. We need to know more about the United States government. Have you ever seen on those shows where they will go out and they will ask college students really simple questions like... you know, who is in charge of the executive department of the United States? And they'll say something like, well, first of all, some of them will have no idea. Some of them will say something like Bill Gates, when in fact it's the president of the United States. But there are a lot of college-educated students that have not been given very good civics training, don't know much about the United States. I find that problematic. I also find it problematic that we don't have physical education very much anymore in our schools. Or, for that matter, our music has been cut back. Those are two areas that I think we all ought to have at least a tipping of the hat relationship to. We should at least know how to do a push-up, or we should at least be able to sing Twinkle Twinkle, you know. But we don't. Unfortunately, we are losing some of that with the emphasis on testing. How do you test a person whether they can play a flute or not? Right? They don't do that. Okay, here's one that those of you who, and there are probably a few of you still out there listening to us that were around during World War II. Who is Italy's fascist leader up until 1943? He met a very ugly end. Mussolini. He was badly treated in his end day, dragged around Italy behind a cart, I believe, and beaten to a pulp. And of course, I'm pretty sure he was dead when all that happened. But which human rights organization campaigns for the release of political prisoners worldwide? This is kind of an interesting question because I didn't know that that's what this organization did. Amnesty International. They have campaigns to organize human rights for political prisoners worldwide. That's good to know. Hopefully you won't ever be put in prison because of your political beliefs, but there was a time not too long ago which wasn't completely out of the realm of reality. Which are the two main political parties in the United States? Do you know this? If you don't, we're all in trouble, right? We just had a presidential election, so I'm pretty sure that 99.9% of you who are listening right now that know the answer to this, Democrats and the Republicans. Now, there are a lot of other parties that pop up. My favorite name for a party was the Bull Moose Party, which was established by Teddy Roosevelt. I just like that name. The Bull Moose Party. And he was kind of a bull moose himself. Um, Okay, more British questions. Whoever was writing these trivia questions must have known a lot about British people, because he mixes up the British stuff with the American stuff. Matter of fact, some of these names I've never heard of. Which conservative MP was a middle distance runner who won 2 Olympic gold medals and set 11 world records during the 1970s and 80s? I just had a show with Gary. Why am I blanking here? Gary Tuttle, who was a very famous California distance runner, and happens to be a friend, but also is a very close friend with my son. Matter of fact, my son and his wife just vacationed with Gary. But Gary was a fantastic, I think he won the national championship for the 20,000 meter race. 20,000 meter? Is that right? Yeah. He won 2 national championships in that. He came in second in the Boston Marathon once, and he wasn't even intending to run in it. And his girlfriend at the time, who is now his wife, Ruth, convinced him to follow her out to Boston. She ran in the marathon, and he decided, oh, what the heck, I'll run. Came in second. Anyway, this conservative MP, who was the middle distance runner, who won 2 Olympic gold medals and set 11 world records during the 70s and 80s, that was the time that Gary was running as well. And I'm not sure, I think Gary probably faced off against Sebastian Coe. Now, is that a name you remember? It's one I remember. I remember an awful lot of these names because I'm old. All right, let's give our lady one last chance. She called in. She had something to sell. And if you're interested in a cantilever blue, aqua blue umbrella with a black stand, it's 10 feet around. Get your pencil ready. She only wants $100, and it's brand new. These things cost several hundred dollars. But if you're interested in that, her phone number is 740-223-6206. That's 740-223-6206 for a cantilever aqua blue umbrella, brand new, with a black stand, 10 foot around, 740-223-6206. Well, we're about ready to get the heck out of here. We have about 4 minutes, and I'm sorry that we had our problem with going off the air. I hope we didn't lose any of you, and if we did, I hope you came back. It was apparently a electric, problem here in this area, because I did get a call from a lady who said she was in the area and she also had her electric go off. So and apparently this area, we've had several small electric power failures, but we've got it back and we're on the air, and we will continue on here. I've got about 3 minutes, and I have a few announcements also available. There is a drug take back day on April 24th at 10 a.m., going from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Ohio Health Marion Medical Campus at 1050 Delaware Avenue. That's the blue entrance, and they'll take expired or unused medications, your over-the-counter medicines, vaping pens and batteries, vaping cartridges, prescription drugs, pills, liquids, and syringes. So you can get rid of those things, and you should get rid of those, because hanging around your house isn't doing any good, and somebody, the wrong person might get their hands on it, right? We don't need that. All right. Earth or they're on April 17th, which is Saturday. The Tall Grass Trail is having an Earth Day pickup, packet pickup, from 1 to 3 p.m. You can go out there to the trailhead and pick up the Earth Day packets that have lessons and crafts and that sort of thing for you and your family. There is a limited supply, so make sure you get out there quickly between the hours of 1 and 3 at the Tall Grass Trail for your Earth Day packet pickup. All right, and on the 20th, listen to a frog slash toad. Listen to those calls at the Tall Grass Trail at 6 p.m. That'll be starting at the Her Road parking lot, and then they're going to go around, and my guess is they will find all sorts of toads and frogs that you can listen to. James Anderson's a great naturalist. I'm not sure whether he's going to lead that, but he certainly does. He can make those sounds. It's amazing. Anyway, if you're going to go on any of these events, you might give them a call because of the COVID thing. They're still limiting the number of people that can go. 740-223-4262. That's 740-223-4161. All right? All right, well, thank you for tuning in today. You've been listening to Glenn Coble. The show is called Swap Shop, and we do have that one thing, the umbrella, cantilevered umbrella, for $100, 740-223-6206. I hope you have a great weekend. I'm going to have the best I can. And right now I'm going to go get my hair cut, I think, if that's all right with everybody. And we'll be back next week on Wednesday and Thursday. And I'll be getting out of here shortly. I can't find my clock anywhere. So, oh, there it is. We'll talk to you a little later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what? You know what? What I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this?
Well, what do you do? Just tape it, tape the shows as they go. But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Wow, isn't that something? Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yeah. Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Sure.
Yeah, I liked it, too. So how long have you had this show?
This show?
Yeah.
This particular incarnation of this show has been on about a year, but doing these type of shows about 10 years.
10 years. And,
is that good enough? Do I pass?
Oh, yeah. And you enjoy it, right?
Till today, yeah.
Well, you know, there's nothing like, for someone like you or someone like me, somebody who likes to talk, radio's the place.
That's true. Until you're doing live radio at 110.
Yes.
And you make a call.
Yeah. And the guy doesn't call you back.
Oh, and you've advertised it.
Oh, you've advertised it.
You start to panic.
You do start to panic, yeah. But, yeah.
Now, are you going to stay up tonight and watch the final show?
No.
No.
But nothing against him. I'm just not awake at that hour. And you know, I'm thrilled to be in the, I think you said, Pantheon.
Can't you get some coffee tonight, Charles? 33 years.
No.
No. Not even a shot, huh?
No, I mean, I could get coffee, but I wouldn't do it. I could always get a copy of the show. Because I know people, you know.
Well, you're gonna, you know people, but you're gonna miss it. You know, you'll have to read about it. You won't get to see it live or taped live.
Well, someone will read it to me.
Read it to you. Okay.
To alter ego of legendary comedian Andy Kaufman, lounge singer Tony Clifton.
It's close to 1 o'clock here, close to 10 o'clock there, and.
Yeah,
and
well, that's okay. I don't have a gig tonight.
And you got to make a Letterman.
If I want a drink, what's the problem with you? If I want a drink,
no, I have no problem with it, Tony.
No, you got a problem.
No, I got no problem.
No, you're sitting that I shouldn't be drinking this early in the morning.
No, Tony.
What are you, a priest or
something? No, Tony, you drink when you want to drink. You want to drink
you.
At 10 in the morning,
you
drink.
I deserve it. I'm at the age now. I ain't going to stop it. Stop it. Say my liver's gone.
Your liver's gone. Please calm down, Tony. That temper of yours.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere